views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from sunny, cloudy, rainy, I don't know what, Seattle, here on KKNW AM 1150 radio at Hubbard Radio. You may be listening on the East Coast in Connecticut, New York, or Rhode Island on AM 1230 radio WBLQ on one of the 35 stations in Australia or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio, or perhaps in the archives after the fact on ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever you're joining us, you're going to be really happy you are, because I've got one of my favorite guests who is an intuitive, an empath, and she can give us concrete tools to help us with our lives. But before we get into who that is and what that's about, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers.
Hi there, Christine. Good day. And I just want to, first of all, wish you a great Mother's Day coming up. You deserve
you.
It wholeheartedly, 100%. You've had a lot on your plate this last year, so what bigger of a hug comes from me and the rest of us here. So
thank you. I appreciate
you.
That.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting, you know, as my kids are getting older and older, and so Mother's Day has changed. And also, once we lose our mother, you know, it kind of shifts Mother's Day, but it's a very sacred day. And to all of you out there who are mothers or have mothers, happy Mother's Day to you.
Yeah, we obviously wouldn't be here without you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm really excited to have our guest today back, Jean Haner. She's been on talking about face reading, and she's an intuitive empath. She can physically feel people's energy and the energy of spaces, which we'll get into, and work with that energy to transform it. She was highly sensitive as a child, and she would easily absorb the energy of others, which is great if it's positive, but not so great when there's negative energy. And over the years, she's done a lot of research. She's trained in a variety of ways, and now she has been training people, I think, now for decades as well. She's a compassionate, effective teacher. She gives students tools that they can implement in their own lives. Or I've also interacted with others who have taken her training, and they're offering them, you know, to their own clients. And she is the author of 4 books, including The Wisdom of Your Face, Change Your Life with Chinese Face Reading; The Wisdom of Your Child's Face, Discover Your Child's True Nature with Chinese Face Reading; and Your Hidden Symmetry, How Your Birth Date Reveals the Plan for Your Life. And her latest book, which is absolutely fabulous, I'm so excited about it, is Clear Home, Clear Heart, Learn to Clear the Energy of People and Places. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Jean Haner. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Christine. Hi, thanks so much for inviting me to be on your show.
It's great to have you back, Jean, and I do absolutely adore your book. You know, I've been working in the energetic realm for, 15 years now, whatever it's been, and working in the healing realm. And, you know, I've just in the last couple of years started learning more about space clearing. And, you know, it's like I've had wonderful results helping people to clear out their fields of issues, going, you know, about it in a very different way. But the space clearing, I'm still a novice. And with your book here, you're taking approaches that I've never heard of before that I'm finding to be very effective. Can you please share with our listeners how your path kind of led you to this book?
Yeah. Well, you could kind of say I was drag kicking and screaming. I often say I was born energetically wide open. Uh-huh. I'm at the extreme end of the range of being an empath, and I know a lot of your listeners can probably relate to being an empath or a highly sensitive person,
right,
that I could feel the energy around me physically, and I was physically affected by it. And sometimes, as you said, that can be a good trick if the energy around you is positive and healthy.
Right.
I found that I could find lost things with my hand, that I could just look for their energy with my hand. If my mother lost her house keys, I could feel around the house until I feel little zots in my palm and
right.
look down, and there would be the house keys between the couch cushions. So
oh, cool.
That was fun. But there's a whole downside to that, of course, that when you're around stressed energy, if the people around you are stressed, which applies to most of us, that you can be affected by that. And it was at the point where I could walk into an empty room where there had been an argument 2 weeks ago
right.
and feel ill because of the residue of those emotions held in that space.
Mm.
So for most of my life, I thought there was something terribly wrong with me and
uh-huh.
tried, as many empaths do, to lead rather a limited life because it was all too much. Your system too easily goes into overwhelm
right.
in cases
right.
like that.
But as it turns out, it's really a gift, isn't it?
It is absolutely a gift, and that's part of my work with this book, is helping people who, whether they're aware if they're sensitive or not, helping them to manage their energetic boundaries and transform this actually into a strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact is that you don't have to be like me, super sensitive, in order to be affected by the energy around you.
Right.
Even science brings up a term that can help here. There's a term called entrainment in
mm-hmm.
science, which
right.
is when two systems synchronize with each other. If you put a bunch of grandfather clocks in a room together, the kind that are swinging with the pendulum swinging at all different rates,
uh-huh.
if you come back a while later, you found that all the pendulums are swinging at the same rhythm. They've
yes.
been trained with each other. They've synchronized. Well, what they found is that human beings do that too,
mm-hmm.
that we synchronize to the energy of the around us, of the people and of the places around us.
Right. Now,
so this is why sometimes people love to sit with a guru, because they entrain to that kind of higher vibration.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, most of us are not spending our days with gurus. We're spending our days with coworkers who've been up all night with a baby or just had a fight with their spouse or are stressed out about that deadline. And so we can be affected by that. We can soak in some of that energy, and then our system has a lot of other stuff to cope with that it doesn't need to.
Right. And I just want to underscore for our listeners that this concept of energy, of all of us having this, not only the low frequency vibration of the dense matter of our bodies, but also this higher frequency vibration, what is seen as light scientifically, it's got a scientific basis. And so you were referring to how scientists are talking about that kind of entrainment on an energetic level. So this isn't woo-woo anymore, is it, Jean?
Well, yeah, I've long since lost the worry that I'm going to come across as woo-woo,
uh-huh.
and partly because I'm actually a very skeptical left-brained person.
Uh-huh. So am I.
And it's through this work, the research that I've done, and all the proof that's come out, especially over the last 10 or 20 years,
right.
that it really, you know, that label doesn't apply anymore. And additionally, what I find is that if you can have a rational conversation about it, that there isn't a single person I've found who isn't hungry for a reasonable way to have this conversation to discuss it.
Right.
Everybody's open to this because everybody can say, oh gosh, you know, I walked into that room and it just didn't feel right,
uh-huh.
couldn't explain why, just wanted to turn around and leave. We've all had some experiences like that with a space or with a person where you first meet someone and gosh, you feel an immediate affinity for them.
Yeah.
Even before they've said or done anything. And with other people, you just kind of want to back off and you can't explain why.
Right. Even if they're being friendly and they're smiling,
right.
they're saying and doing all the right things, and it just creeps
yeah.
you out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all just energetic. There's an energetic exchange that happens between you and another person,
uh-huh.
you and the space that you're standing in, all the time as you go through your day.
Right. So what is energy clearing?
Yeah, good question. Well, energy clearing actually works on two different levels. The first level is that it's a gentle but powerful way to release any old stress that you're carrying from your past.
Mm-hmm.
Any, you know, the memory of any experience in your past can still be carried in your energy field, and it can affect how you feel now in the present.
Right.
It can also affect how you create your future, the choices that you make.
Uh-huh.
So one way that clearing works is it helps you let go of any old energy that you no longer need to carry. Mm-hmm. So you're no longer creating your future based on your past. You're no longer feeling stuck.
That sounds fabulous.
The second level that it works at is that it helps you release anything that you've taken on from other people, that stress that you may have taken on, soaked in from someone at work, someone at home. So it's really quite remarkable. There's no other energy work out there that works at such a deep level of dealing with your own energy, but also recognizing how much we're affected by the energy around us, and that it can kind of Velcro itself to us to one degree or another, that we also need to release. It's not our stuff.
And Jean, you know, I understand this concept of people you're interacting with, but what about like mass consciousness? Are people like in the United States here? I know this is an international show, but in the United States right now, we've got some major political stuff unfolding. It's both terrifying and amusing at the same time. But does this mass consciousness also affect our energy fields?
Gosh, you make a really good point. That's a very good insight because, of course, yes, we don't have to be standing next to someone physically to be affected by their energy. We are all interconnected and interrelating all the time. And many people have just felt the very high level of fear and anxiety, not only in this country in the past several months, but throughout the world as a result of what's been happening in this country for the last several months. We're all affecting each other all the time. And even more reason then, the beauty of this is that, for instance, as you can clear your own energy, that changes how you affect the energy around you. So we can all be individual healing presences in the world to really create a major shift in how things go from here.
Right. You know, we're going to be going to a quick break, but when we return, Jean, I'm going to want you to share with our listeners about how we can go about clearing a person's energy field, clearing space, and also we're going to be talking about you coming to Seattle, which I'm very excited about. More with Jean Hainer here in just a few moments.
I can see clear.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. Jean, before the break, you were talking about this process of energy clearing and the importance for energy clearing. And so, our listeners, I know that you teach this in workshops and your book is very detailed. I love the fact that you give people the nuts and bolts about how to do this. And I've actually tried this and we'll talk more about that. But what are some basic things that our listeners can do at home to clear energy fields?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was very important for me, and thank you for that about the book. It was very important for me to give people step-by-step guides so that they can do this. It isn't just talking about it, that this trains you step-by-step in order to do energy clearing. But there certainly are things that you can start to do right now in your everyday life. Especially in terms of dealing with the energy around you and how your system is responding to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you spend your days in an office surrounded by stressed people, you're probably coming home exhausted at night, not only because you worked hard that day, but also because your system was having to cope with all the stress around you and deal with that, and that can be
right.
Very depleting.
Uh-huh.
So one thing to start to become more aware of is when a feeling is yours and when it's not. Because often, you know, if you're sitting in your office or your cubicle or wherever you work, uh-huh. and you suddenly start feeling frustrated or sad or depressed or whatever it is, well, maybe you're frustrated with the project you're working on or
uh-huh.
having a sad memory or something.
Right.
But it could possibly be that someone else in the building is having that feeling, and it floated through the ethers. Energy isn't stopped by walls or partitions.
Uh-huh.
And you picked it up, and because you started feeling it, of course, you thought it was yours.
Right. So it's awareness, then.
Well, partly. But, I mean, that's a broad term, and so it's like, yeah, awareness. Well, what does that mean? To give people an exercise to do, one of the fun things that you might want to try is, you know, when you're still at home in the morning, before you leave the house, just kind of take a baseline reading of how you're feeling right now. You know, kind of do a body scan and see how you're feeling physically. Is
uh-huh.
there any place in your body where there's tension or discomfort? Do a scan of yourself emotionally and what's happening with your feelings right now, just to kind of get a sense of how you feel right now while you're still home in your own energy before you leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to your destination, wherever it is you're going, and after a few minutes, take another reading. See how you're feeling now. And any differences that you notice will be either your system reacting to the energy of the space
uh-huh.
or something that someone else is feeling in the space. I had one woman do this recently. She said she took the baseline reading at home.
Uh-huh.
She drove to her office building. She got in the elevator to start to go up to her office. And all of a sudden, she got this sharp pain in her ankle. And she couldn't figure out why all of a sudden. She looked at the guy standing next to her, realized he was on crutches and his ankle was in a cast.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was just feeling some of what was going on in his system with the broken ankle.
Uh-huh.
So even just this new awareness, as you said, about, wait a minute, you know, is this feeling really mine? Was I feeling like this 5 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason why I should be feeling like this? Maybe this isn't mine. And just that awareness alone can keep you from taking it on, soaking
right.
it into your system, It's just a feeling. It's just some information in the environment around you, and it can keep on moving.
So I think that there are people out there who are sensitive, who feel victimized by, you know, the energy of others. How do you get to the place where you can just sort of treat it as information and then let it go?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that takes a little practice, and that's one reason why I wrote the book, because you can't simply say to someone, oh, well, then, you know, just change how you're thinking of it. Well, thanks. it takes a
My ankle still hurts, yes.
Yeah. You know, years ago, I read about one teacher who teaches energy work, what they were teaching their students to do that I just found upsetting. So let me mention that.
Okay.
This is not what I want people to think that they should do.
Okay.
What that person was saying years ago was that, gosh, you know, if you feel like somebody's shooting some negative energy your way, you just grab it and throw it back at them.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, what an unkind thing to do.
Yeah.
This increases the belief that somehow you're under attack or under assault or people are trying to do things to you.
Right.
And in fact, that person was stressed and in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were expressing, so they were broadcasting some of their pain. How unkind it would be then to turn that back at them and throw that back at them to increase their pain.
Right.
What we need to understand is that it wasn't personal to you. There was no malicious intent. It was an awareness on their part, a lack of awareness, and a lack of evolution, really, in their process, that they were broadcasting some pain that affected you.
Right.
You. And
right.
If you can understand that this is just information about them, has nothing to do with you, not to let it trigger you so much, and having this understanding can help you get there, to not get triggered so much, to not go into reaction, to actually feel sorry for them if you can, but not to take it on.
Uh-huh.
If we take it personally, then we react to it. Then we have to do something about it, and then often we go into negativity.
Right.
But
some people also go into this enabling kind of, let me fix it for you.
Yeah, there's the other problem, yeah, is that then we feel sorry for them and we try to help them, but obviously they're not in a place yet where they can receive that help, and then we've lost boundaries with them as well, just in a different way.
Right.
So, with clearing, one of the wonderful things is there is something you can do for them without getting sucked into their drama, to their story, or have to experience their negativity, that you can simply clear them. You can clear them with good energetic boundaries so you don't take on their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that first happened to me when I became aware that I could work with energy and sense energy, I was doing feng shui at the time. This was long before all the books about feng shui started appearing in this country, because I had married into a Chinese family and started to learn it from my mother-in-law and started practicing it many, many years ago. I would feng shui someone's home, and in the process, I would be working with the energy of the home, working with their energy, not really knowing what I was doing.
Right.
And I would feel the suffering held in the space or in the person. And the only thing I knew how to do was to take on some of that suffering.
Oh, dear.
So at the end of the session, I would leave, and they would feel wonderful. And I would go home feeling terrible.
Oh, dear.
And this happens sometimes with energy workers, body workers.
Sure.
I know one of the things I'm grateful for is that Donna Eden is a great supporter of this work, because she feels that it can help people who do body work or energy work with people, prevent them from taking on their patients or their clients' stuff.
Sure, yeah. In order to do these clearings, what tools do we use?
Yeah, so there are a couple of tools that we can use in energy clearing and that help us kind of understand when we're doing a clearing, when the clearing is finished, how to move on. They're really, really helpful, especially for people who feel like they're empaths or highly sensitive people and too open.
Uh-huh.
Because it can be hard to figure out how open to be at any particular time. And so sometimes people are stuck too open energetically, or they shut down trying to cope. So the tools that we use are actually called dowsing tools. One is a pendulum, and one is a dowsing rod. A pendulum, you know, sometimes people love to romanticize or mysticize these things as magical things. And I always say, oh, my gosh, a pendulum is a rock on a string.
Yes.
It's a weight that's held on a chain or a string.
Uh-huh.
And in clearing, what we use the pendulum for, we use it in two ways. One is to get yes or no answers. The pendulum will swing one way to tell you a yes to the question you're asking, and the other way to tell you a no to the question you're asking. And then the other ways that the pendulum works is it helps us stay focused on the clearing, and it changes the motion it's making to let us know that the clearing is done, so we don't have to guess or feel it. One of the nice things about clearing is that you don't have to be intuitive. You don't have to feel energy at all. You can use these tools, and you know the clearing is happening by what the tools are telling you.
And so does our intention play a role in it as well?
Well, that's a good question, and this is an important point because there's a lot of systems out there that use intention, and I really caution about that because it's so easy to have an attachment to a certain outcome.
Yes.
To think that you have to figure out what the problem is and how to fix it, and these are the results that you need to get. But frankly, none of us is that good.
Right.
We don't know what's good for us, let alone for someone else.
Absolutely.
And it may be that something else needs to happen first, that this result you're trying so hard to get may actually be the wrong thing to aim for.
Uh-huh.
So with clearing, the only intention that you have is to allow balance to return.
Mm-hmm.
And once we know the system is in balance, then things can unfold naturally as they're meant to. You know, all of my work is based on Chinese medicine. And in Chinese medicine, they believe that the body is very wise and knows how to heal itself as long as its energy is in balance. So if you go to an acupuncturist, their goal is actually not to heal you. Their goal is to use the right needles in the right places to bring your system into balance.
You bet.
And then the wisdom of the body will take over and do whatever needs to happen in order to heal the body. Well, we can apply this then on an energetic scale, on an emotional scale, on a whole life scale, to allow and just to be present and allow for the energy to come back into balance and then know that that's the right process, that then the healing will happen in the way that is perfect for that person.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm personally, whether doing healing or showing up to talk with a friend, I'm a big proponent of coming from this place of allowing, because it's in that space of accepting what is in the moment that allows change to occur. And if we're not, if we're resisting it in one way or another, including I need to fix this, then it actually prevents the easy change, the easy transformation to occur. So I think that it's absolutely beautiful what you're teaching here with space clearing. And
gorgeous.
We have to go to another quick break, but more about Jean Haner coming to Seattle soon and more about Clear Home, Clear Heart when we return here in a few moments.
You think that you could hold me when you couldn't get by yourself? And I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of someone's dream.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Be unstoppable. Who do executive women count on for up-to-date information on everything from stilettos to being heard in the boardroom? To achieve excellence, you must first take control of your life and develop a successful strategy with the Unstoppable Diva. Tune in to Up or Out with Connie Fife, Mondays 5 p.m. Eastern, as she cuts through the BS to guide you to become bold, connected, and unstoppable. For more information, visit uporout.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I can tell, Benny, that you are in a good mood because you're playing happy music today.
Yeah, the sunshine does it to you.
Yes. And I'm so grateful you're joining us here for the second half hour. We are talking to Jean Haner. She is the author of four books. You probably recognize her name associated with face reading. Mm-hmm. Yes. And very powerful work. I've actually been a client, and I've read some of her books as well. But her latest book is called Clear Home, Clear Heart, Learn to Clear the Energy of People and Places. And it is so packed with insightful information, and it's useful as well with tools that we can apply. Jean, you know, I'm just loving your new book, and I've been playing around with it myself. And you talked about using dowsing tools like the pendulum, as well as the dowsing rods. Now, it's funny because years ago I was working under somebody who was like poo-pooing pendulums. And so it took me a while to actually, you know, yes, yeah. I believe in intuition, but it took me a while to sort of start playing with them. And I'm fascinated by their behavior sometimes.
It's quite amazing. And it took me many years. I used to be so embarrassed to pull this thing out. Talk about looking woo-woo.
Right, exactly.
Let me reassure you that it's nothing magical. And I've just gotten over that as well. And more people are using pendulums now. But it is quite amazing. And it responds to the electromagnetic fields of the body, your fine motor muscle movements. And so it's not that magical fairies are controlling the spin of the pendulum. It responds to your energy, and it's really quite fun to work with.
Right. And, yeah, I'm a former statistician, and I was a math major for my undergraduate work and graduate work statistics before I went into energy healing and self-empowerment stuff, you know, years ago. But I suspect that all these things that are considered to be kind of strange and woo-woo are, like, there's a mathematical structure to it. And you're talking about the magnetics, and you're talking about, you know, like the movement. There's sacred geometry there. I mean, I have this deep knowingness that it's all scientific on a mathematical basis, and we just haven't, you know, figured all that out yet.
Science hasn't caught up yet, but it's getting there.
Yes, it is. It is. And I've participated in some of those studies, and they're fascinating.
Yeah.
So one of the things I was fascinated with, I've actually, you know, was going through some of the exercises in your book, and, you know, it's like I was reading the book, and I thought, I can't come to the studio without applying this first, right? You know, I have to give myself
great.
6 or 7 minutes, you know, tops, to that's all I've got before I drive to the studio. But I was just checking it out, and I was fascinated by the way the pendulum was behaving, because, you know, I'm used to doing the yes-no stuff, and it's very standard, you know, and I've learned the approach that you teach with the hand to tell which is yes, which is no kind of thing. But the pendulum, I've never seen it spin as fast as it was when I was doing the clearing.
Well, there was some powerful clearing going on.
Apparently.
Yeah. I call it the helicopter spin.
Yes.
When it's going really fast, you know that something big is clearing, so good for you,
yeah.
Obviously. You know, and I know that you already have experience working with energy, and so you kind of clicked right into it naturally.
Uh-huh.
People don't have to know anything about working with energy or have to know anything about pendulums. The book teaches you, and my workshops I teach you as well. But
right.
Yeah, you can hit the ground running if you already have some experience.
So what are the different types of levels that need to be cleared in a person's energy field?
Good question. Well, yeah, it's not like we just have this one field that extends out from our physical bodies. You know, we don't end at our skin. There is an energy that extends out from us. But what I found is there's different layers. And as I said earlier, all my work is based on Chinese medicine.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been able to translate the principles of Chinese medicine to apply to these layers of energy. Each layer has to do with a certain emotion that we tend to have issues with.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with certain problems that we contend with in life, and certain ways that we can move into that energy in a more healthy and balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
So in clearing each field, for instance, one field has to do with how fear may be blocking you.
Right.
But that field can also have to do with what I call an ancestral clearing, that you know, even the field of epigenetics and science today recognizes that what happened to one of our ancestors changes their DNA, not just physically, but also that there can be emotional trauma passed down through the generations.
And I'm amazed that science has actually been able to do studies, and I forget whether it was it with people who were from, like, descended upon from Holocaust survivors?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there have been several studies in Europe about, there was one in Sweden done about people who had starved during a previous war and how that had changed them genetically, but that also showed up in their descendants in present-day time.
Wow.
So this is a scientific fact, and everything is energy, so it can be addressed energetically. And so part of what can clear during a clearing in this field is anything that you've inherited that shows up in your life. It looks like your problem, but no matter what you do, you somehow can't heal it because it's not yours to heal. It didn't start with you.
Right.
And so the clearing can clear back up the family line and forward so that it's not passed on to future generations as well.
Yeah. And one of the things I find so fascinating about this, it's my philosophy associated with healing in general, is that you're not deciding what needs to heal, what needs to clear, what needs to be let go of. It's a matter of showing up and having that intention of, okay, I'm going to show up to do this clearing. You know, I've asked for guidance, and yes, this needs to be cleared. So there's something magical about this whole prescription that you've created.
Well, and I love that. And one of the things that I found so beautiful about clearing over the years is that more than one person, actually, but one very well-known meditation teacher has called it accelerated meditation.
Oh.
And by that, I don't mean get enlightenment quick, okay?
Right,
it's not what
right.
it means, but that it takes you to a place in a remarkably quick time that it would take a meditation practice years to achieve.
Uh-huh.
And part of this is because you get practice by clearing other people. When you tune into someone else's energy, you make an energetic connection with some old stress that they're still holding in their system that's too painful for them to let go of because it was their bad experience.
Right.
But
right.
for you, you didn't have that bad experience. You don't hold any pain around that. It doesn't trouble you at all to connect with it, tune into it. And just through this process of resonance, of holding a space for that, of being present for that, it relaxes and clears, almost as if you were massaging a knot in a muscle.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes people say to me when I'm doing a clearing for them, oh, gosh, you know, where does the bad energy go? I don't want to make this leap off of me and go on to somebody else. I don't want to cause problems for someone else. And I often equate it to a situation where if you had a garden hose with a kink in it and the water wasn't flowing out, when you unkink the garden hose and the water flows out freely again, well, where did the kink go?
Right. Oh, I love that
there
analogy.
Wasn't anything to go anywhere. It was just a block, a tension, a stress held in the system.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And it, you know, just this concept of just showing up with the attention and the intention to clear a certain thing releases things that people don't even know were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to know anything about it or what it was or what happened. You don't have to go and relive the old trauma, that you can just let it go. And often we would have no idea. I just did a clearing for a woman recently who was struggling. She'd broken up with her boyfriend over a year ago, but she kept having dreams about him, and she even kept thinking about him all the time, and she couldn't understand why, because it had been her decision to break up. She was actually in a new relationship, and what had happened was that he was actually still thinking about her. He had a little stream of energy hooked into her field, and she was aware of his presence in her field. It wasn't her directing her thoughts to him. It was the other way around.
You know, Jean, you also talk about clearing space, and we are actually going to go to another quick break. But when we return, your advice about how to take a space that just feels off, or maybe the people in that aren't so happy, and how to shift the energy so people can feel happy there again. More with Jean Hainer here in just a few moments.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Jean, this hour is flying by. And before we go any further, I have to have you share with our listeners your website, how they can connect with you. And we need to talk about the events in Seattle as well as your summer retreat.
Yeah, lots going on.
Yes.
Yeah. My website is my name, jeanhaner.com. Haner is spelled H-A-N-E-R.
And it's J-E-A-N.
J-E-A-N. Yeah,
yes.
Thanks. And people can find lots of free information there. In fact, they can download the first two chapters of my book for free on the homepage. And yeah, I'll be in Seattle soon on May 19th. I'll be giving a free talk in the evening at beautiful East-West Books. We all love it so much there.
Absolutely. And I'm already signed up.
Oh, good, because I do. We always get standing room only, so
yeah.
Please do call and reserve your seats, guys, if you want to be there. And then the next day, Saturday the 20th, I'll be teaching a one-day workshop about how to tune into the energy of a person or a place, no matter where they are, no matter where in the world they are. We'll be doing lots of fun exercises and guided meditations to help you find your unique skills in how you can sense energy. So I'd love to meet people there and help them with that.
Yeah, that sounds fabulous.
And then if anyone wants to experience a clearing retreat, I'm teaching two this summer. One on the West Coast, one on the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And you can find flyers about that on the events page on my website. That's where you not only learn how to do clearing, but we do more advanced methods. And you get cleared as well while you're there. You get clearing so you can emerge transformed.
That sounds
so
wonderful.
All that information's on my site.
Wonderful. So jeanhaner.com. Okay, so one of the things I find so fascinating is the energy of spaces. And it's funny because when I bought my house, when I was like, I was going through a separation that led to a divorce, and I was leaving my forever home, you know, and trying to find a new space. And I went into this one property and I thought, you know what, this layout is not right. And yet I kept thinking, oh, but there's something really magical about the land and there's just something about the home. And I ended up buying it, and I did some renovations for it, and it feels wonderful. People will come in and say, oh, this place feels so good, you know. What is it about space that where there can be issues? Is it all about the emotions of the people who are there, or is there something more?
Oh, there's much more. That is certainly one aspect of it. And, you know, one of the reasons people want to do a space clearing of their home is to clear out any old energy that remains from people who used to live there before.
Uh-huh.
Because any time we have a thought or a feeling, we make a little imprint in the environment. And the more often we have those thoughts and feelings, then, you know, the thicker it gets, like invisible house dust.
Right,
so
right.
It can affect how you feel there. If you move into a space that previously had been lived in by an emotional eater, and all of a sudden you start getting cravings, it may not occur to you to think, oh, this may be the old energy affecting me, and all you have to do is clear it out. But there is energy in the earth as well. That's why I was so interested to hear that you tuned into the energy of the earth in your new property and sensed something there. There are meridians of energy that run through the earth. Just like in the body, there's meridians of energy.
Right.
And those are meant to be there. They're good and healthy. They broadcast wonderful vitality up into the space. The earth is very nurturing for us.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes they can get stressed if there's construction up the street, building a new house, and they dig into the earth to lay the foundation. That can cut through lines of earth energy.
So it's kind of like an acupuncture, like where there's a blockage in the body. It's the blockage within the energetic structure
exactly.
of the earth. Oh, that
exactly.
makes sense. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to happen on your property. It could happen somewhere in the vicinity, but it can still be broadcasting stress up into your space. And so that's another thing that we can do with clearing.
Right.
And even all our wonderful technology that is great and we want all our devices that make our lives easier, but they broadcast electromagnetic fields, microwave radiation, and everyone has a different sensitivity to this.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to sound like a fear-based thing, like this is all terrible.
Right.
That some people are very sensitive, some people not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you can learn to clear the adverse effects of those things. I worked one time, I did a space clearing for a family where the husband had been the family cook, and every evening they'd come home, he'd cook a beautiful dinner, happily ever after, but they moved to a new house.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, he didn't even want to go in the kitchen, let alone cook.
Interesting.
He started picking up carryout on the way home, and they weren't happy anymore.
Uh-huh.
And what I found when I cleared the space was that his system was particularly sensitive to the electromagnetic field coming off of the electric stove.
Oh, wow.
And that's why he didn't unconsciously didn't even want to go near the stove.
So I'm fascinated by this, Jean, because you're saying that with these electromagnetic fields that are generated by our technology of today, that you don't need some sort of device to kind of counteract it, that you can actually clear that energy?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, these devices, that there's many different kinds of so-called devices out there, at best, I found they work for a while and then they stop working anymore.
Interesting.
Clearing changes how your system responds to the energy around you.
Uh-huh.
And so you can clear your cell phone. Now, certainly I'm not claiming that, you know, the magnetic fields will still be there or the microwave radiation won't still be there.
Uh-huh.
But we've done lots of really interesting tests with muscle testing and even with meters, where they found that a reading on the meter was there before the clearing, and afterwards the meter reading changes.
Really? So one of these EMF meters?
Yes, it's quite amazing.
That's so cool. Okay, so again, can you just share with our listeners a little bit about how you go about clearing a space?
Yeah, well, and again, you know, I'm a good teacher, but I can't teach in a few minutes on
sure.
the radio how to,
but some,
how to clear
some
space.
General
That's
sense of how the process,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, aside from just trying to explain how people would do a space clearing and try to cram that into a few minutes, let me give a few ideas for how people could start today, even before reading the book, about little things that you can do to start to shift the energy in your space.
Okay, great.
One thing to be aware of is if there's a room in your house that you tend not to go into,
mm-hmm.
or a chair that you tend not to sit in, you may not be aware that maybe it's holding some stressed energy, and you're not even aware that that's the reason why you just don't like being in that room or sitting in that chair.
Right.
One really simple way that anybody can do a space clearing is to have a party with some fun music and people laughing and having
uh-huh.
a good time. That clears the energy of the space. That's why people have housewarming after they move into a new home. They're not aware that that's the reason for it,
yeah,
but it's
that
a
makes
little
sense.
Bit of a space clearing.
Uh-huh.
Now, it doesn't go as deep as a full official space clearing. It's kind of like taking a feather duster and clearing off the first few inches of dust, but certainly that can do a good job. Look at how you're reacting in the space. Do you come home and put your stuff down and go, oh, that was a horrible day, or
uh-huh.
I can't believe she said that to me? Well, you're now making a little imprint of negativity in the space.
Right.
So be aware of the feelings that you tend to have, and maybe consciously try to click into feelings of happiness or
yes.
gratitude
yeah.
or forgiveness as you move through the space, that you are actually in charge of how you think and feel. We've just never been trained to do that.
Yeah, and you know, Jean, it's funny because with my relatively new home, so 3 years old now, I think, I set up the master bedroom exactly the way I wanted it, with the colors I want, with the crystals out. I mean, and just about every night I go in there, I say, oh, I just love it here. I just love it in here. You know, and when people come and I show them the house, they'll walk into that room and they'll say, oh, wow, this feels really good here. This feels like you, you know?
Yes.
So I think that the gratitude is a really powerful thing.
And, of course, you know, I'm sure that the room is absolutely visually beautiful,
uh-huh.
but with this work, there's the visibles and the invisibles.
Uh-huh.
So you've done work on both levels. It's
right.
not only visually beautiful, invisibly it's beautiful as well.
Yeah. Okay, we've just got about a minute and a half left here. Is there a story you'd like to share real quick about somebody changing after, you know, a clearing?
Well, you know, there's a funny story, actually, that a husband emailed me after I cleared his wife.
Okay.
I was doing a personal clearing for her while we were on the phone together, because you can clear, you don't have to be in the same room with people.
Uh-huh.
And she'd had a cold at the time. She was feeling miserable, but she also had some problems to deal with. And so I did the clearing for her, and I heard from her later that her cold disappeared right afterwards, which often happens, and that
right,
was really
right.
nice.
Yeah.
But the next morning, I got an email from her husband, and he said, I was standing in the kitchen watching her on the phone with you as you cleared her yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I watched my wife transform back into the woman I married.
Really?
And I just thought, what a lovely thing to say, that as she let go and released and energy cleared, that what emerged was her old self, which had been healthier and happier and more available for love.
Wow. That's fabulous. And I know that you've got lots of other stories in your book, along with these concrete tools that are fabulous. I'm having great fun applying them. Again, Jean, I just want to mention your events coming up. East-West Bookshop here in Seattle, May 19th in the evening. Clear Home, Clear Heart, free event. And tuning in remotely with people on a Saturday workshop at East-West on May 20th. And then you've got upcoming workshops on clearing their retreats on both the East Coast and West Coast. JeanHaner.com, JeanHaner. Jean, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, Christine, you're wonderful. It's been my honor. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.